Hey, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone, I'm not sure where the area code is. I'll ask him in just a second. It's the original Robin from the Batman and Robin series. It's Burt Ward. How are you, sir?
Fine, citizen. How are you?
I am well. Where is the 951?
Well, I'm in Gotham City fighting heinous villains.
Oh, I love it. It's good to have you. You're going to be coming to town here in the next little while, right?
Yeah, I'm coming this week. There's a fantastic Salt Lake City Comic Con this weekend. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Adam West and I will be appearing Friday and Saturday from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We've got tons of autographed photos. And, there's a whole bunch of new Batman merchandise that came out, 66 retro merchandise. It just came out, and lots of people have got all kinds of things for us to sign, and they like to ask questions, and we have a great time. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the fine Salt Lake citizens.
You know, I have to tell you, as I've been looking forward to Salt Lake Comic-Con and talking to different people, the thing that I've heard the most that they're looking forward to is meeting Batman and Robin.
Well, you tell them they have excellent taste.
That's a good long haul. 7 hours Friday and 7 hours on Saturday. You guys been resting up? You ready for this?
Oh, yes. Well, I tell everybody I'm still climbing walls after all these years.
Well, Salt Lake fans are a little crazy.
Well, so are Batman and Robin, you know?
Yeah.
We love to meet people. We have a great time, actually, you know, and it's so funny because so many generations now have seen Batman. People come there with their kids, and the parents are as excited, if not more excited, than the kids are.
What, you said that you answer questions. What's the most often asked question that you get?
Well, there's two kinds of questions I get. One are questions about Batman, you know, the series, and also because my wife and I operate the largest giant breed dog rescue in the world, and we found a way to double and triple the lifespan of dogs. People who have dogs come up and ask us questions about dogs. So we get it both Batman questions and canine questions.
Oh, that's awesome. What's the most the number one dog question people that ask you?
Well, they ask me, I love my dog. I wish my dog could live forever. How can I keep my dog living into its 20s? Well, you know, which is what we've accomplished. We have dogs living into their late teens and early 20s, and we've done this because we have a way of feeding them and a special food, and it just changed. And, you know, people, most of the time, it's kind of sad because by the time a dog gets 8 or 9, based on the food that people feed them, which they do the best they can, but they just don't know about what we've created, and the dog starts to have a problem getting up or have a problem walking, and by the time the dog is 9 or 10, it's on its last leg, so to speak, whereas our dogs are running around like puppies in their 20s.
So where can people find out more information about the...
Well, they come and see me at the show. And they can go to our website, too. We have this is all charity. Everything we do is charity. It's called GentleGiantsRescue.com. G-E-N-T-L-E, Giants, G-I-A-N-T-S, Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E.com. They can read about our rescue, how we've rescued 14,600 dogs in the last 19 years, how we developed this program of helping dogs live into their late teens and early 20s. I mean, in fact, my own dogs here at my home, and I have 50 in my house, by the way.
My dogs here,
they're so healthy, we never even have to take them to the vet. Every 3 years, we have a mobile vet come out here and give rabies shots. But other than that, they're so healthy, they never need to go to the doctor. So we save a fortune on veterinary medicine, and we get to keep them into their 20s.
What about what's the number one Batman question about the series that you get?
Well, if I'm out making an appearance without Adam, then of course the question is, where's Batman? You know, I always explain that he's out chasing Catwoman. He's hot on her trail. but if he's there, you know, it's like, well, how do you like riding in the Batmobile, and how do you climb straight up the side of those buildings? And I tell him very carefully. They just have all kinds of questions, you know, it's funny because kids, particularly kids, can ask amazing questions that you never think that they'd come up with, but believe me, they do.
Let me ask you this, going on the whole Batman thing. Do you care to weigh in on the Ben Affleck and being cast as Batman?
Hey, listen, you know, Ben Affleck is a fine actor, a talented guy, you know, and I'm sure he's going to do his very best. I think everybody should give him a chance. I don't think anybody should have any preconceived ideas. Give him a chance, but just to be honest with you, in my opinion, there's really only one Batman, and that's Adam West. I mean, there's nobody that can play Batman better.
You know, one of my favorite things, and I'm sure it is the case with a lot of people, is your kind of one-liners.
Holy hole in a donut!
In the old Batman series, did you have one that you really liked more than anything else?
Well, I had a lot of kind of zany things. I had these holies, you know, holy this, holy that. There was actually 378 of them. You know, I mean, there were some of them were very apropos to the situation.
Holy disappearing act.
And then others were kind of crazy, like, holy strawberries, Batman, are we in a jam?
Holy astringent plum-like fruit!
And do you have a favorite one of all of them?
No, I don't have a favorite because I had to do, like, so many of them. And then, you know, we had the other things, like, you know, they were so funny because at the time we were doing the series, parents didn't have kids that were as respectful as you know, Dick Grayson was to Bruce Wayne. In other words, like, no kid would ever tell his parent that they were right, you know, and I have things like, and even though Bruce Wayne wasn't my parent, you know, it was the kind of, I was the ward of the court and all this kind of stuff, so, but, you know, I'd have lines like, gosh, Bruce, you're right, you know, nobody would say that in those days. No, you know what I mean? So it was really, it was very fun and funny. We played it straight for the kids. I mean, the kids took it as serious hero worship. The adults took it as the nostalgia of the comic books they grew up reading. And for the teenagers and the college kids, they loved our double meanings and double entendres and all kinds of insinuations. And, I mean, at the time, we had the censors every week on our show complaining that Adam or I did something that we shouldn't have done.
That's interesting, especially looking back on it now compared to what we see on TV today, for sure.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, it was a whole different world.
What's your favorite?
To say that we put on our tights to put on the world that Batman and Robin were the only superheroes that wore their underwear on the outside of their clothes.
What do you look most forward to at these kind of things like the Salt Lake Comic Con?
You know, I enjoy meeting the people. That's really fun. Because, you know, I must tell you, as an actor, and I see a lot of other fine actors, and they meet people, and the fans, their fans really adore them. And it's really a nice thing. Everybody has a good time. But when it comes to Batman, you know, I mean, if you say to somebody, oh, you know, this person or that person, they say, oh, yeah, wow. But you say Batman, it's like a smile comes across their face and a little twinkle in their eye because they knew that we put on our tights to put on the world.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in town this weekend. People can go to SaltLakeComicCon.com to get ticket information and actually buy their tickets there. And then you're there again Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5?
Yeah, from about 10 to 5 at the Salt Lake Palace there. And I look forward to everybody coming out. Adam will be there. We'll have a great time. We're going to have a panel that is very unpredictable because Adam and I, there's no rehearsal. People ask whatever they want, and they're often surprised at the answers they get because both Adam and I are very, very open and frank.
Have you guys remained pretty close friends over the years, or do you just talk at things like this?
Well, we've always been close friends. Even when we were doing the series, I remember on a weekend, I went over to visit Adam, and he and I went out to play some tennis, and the people in the next court looked over and they said, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, it's Batman and Robin playing tennis! But we've always been friends, and of course, you know, we have our own lives, we each have our own wives and our families, but I've always enjoyed Adam's friendship. And I'm sure it's the same way. We always have a good time. We're together. We laugh. You know, when we get together on these events, sometimes we'll go out for dinner. And we just have a nice time. You know, it's a relaxed, fun kind of thing. And especially when you see the panel and you see the things that we say to each other. That you know, it's all in good fun. You know what I mean? But it is very spicy.
Well, cool. I can't wait. And do you know what day that panel is on, or is it both days?
I'm sure it's going to be on Saturday. I'm sure it'll be on Saturday. But we also have photo opportunities where people can have their photos taken with Adam and I together. And it's really a memento, you know. And then we can sign the photos. And people bring all kinds of paraphernalia, from Batman lunch boxes to all these different things. Some of these things, they are real collector's items. You know, some of these comic books are very, very valuable, and they have posters and banners. And it just, everybody has a great time, and they get a chance, you know, to meet us. Because remember, we were in people's homes twice a week, prime time. So all these adults were kids then, and they remember every week that they would see us in their home, you know, on their television. And it's fun for us, and it's fun for them. Everybody has a great time.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here. Thank you for taking a few minutes, Bert.
Well, my pleasure, citizen.
Have a band with you.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.